Five candidates are vying for the Ward 7 seat on Bloomington City Council, but only two will appear on the ballot for the April 6th municipal election. Next week, voters will determine who those finalists will be. Dana Vollmer has this report on who is running in the Tuesday primary.
Ward 7 is the most contested race in Bloomington this election cycle. Alderman Scott Black vacated the seat representing the Northwest side in October. Hospital chaplain Molly Ward was tapped to serve the remainder of his term. She says she hopes to continue in the job.
People were looking to me to be the kind of voice on the city council that isn't going to be screaming at people, but rather talking with them and be able to foster those kinds of conversations that I think our country and honestly our community is in sore need of.
Ward says her background in organizing and activism through groups like Not in Our Town and the McLean County Interfaith Alliance prompted her to throw her hat in the ring. She says a full term on the council would be an opportunity to effect real change. Ward says her top priority is to create a healthier Bloomington, physically and economically. She says the community's problems didn't start with the COVID-19 pandemic, and they won't end with it.
People's access to affordable care, people's access to mental health, behavioral health, addiction recovery services. Those are all things that aren't going to go away when the pandemic someday is over with. Similarly, I think it's time that we as a community begin to look at some of the issues of public safety, particularly around gun violence, as a public health crisis, frankly.
Ward isn't the only community activist on the ballot in Ward 7. Kelby Cumston also hopes his work in that space will draw voter support. The self-described townie and political nerd works as a project manager overseeing affordable housing construction. He helped set up a McLean County mutual aid group to help those struggling amid the pandemic. He's also involved in the Bloomington Normal Really, Really Free Market. Cumston says he'd like to see less talking and more doing from city council. He says a COVID response is a good example.
Everybody was just panically trying to figure this out. And so what we did is we started this program by just doing it. And I think that, we could have spent, 4 or 5 weeks coming up with a perfect plan. But instead, in the spirit of mutual aid, we just started. And so I think that is something that the city needs to start doing.
Cumston says he wants to eliminate food deserts, uplift women and veteran-owned businesses, and bring Bloomington's first dog park to fruition. He says he's running to rewrite the West Side Bloomington narrative.
One of the memories I have is going to friends' house and for sleepovers back when I was a kid. And there was a time where, they invited me over, and then I would invite them over to my house in West Bloomington. And I remember their parents in front of me saying, "Oh no, I can't have them go over there." And like at a young age, I didn't fully comprehend what was being said with that. But definitely as I've grown older, it's a significant part of my life is trying to rehabilitate that image of the West Bloomington.
Cumston wants to see a progressive majority on the council. He's running as part of the People First Coalition, a slate of candidates that includes Jackie Gunderson for mayor, Willie Holton Halbert for Ward 3, and Patrick Waller for Ward 5. Another Ward 7 contender says political ideologies don't belong on the council. Daniel Freeberg is a graduate student assistant at Illinois State University.
Well, the good thing about a council member is it's nonpartisan. And I've been sticking to that since getting on the ballot. So I really wouldn't have to affiliate or say, stay true to a certain party. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Freeberg serves on Bloomington's Citizen Beautification Committee and the McLean County Jail Review Committee. He helped develop the ordinance for the Public Safety and Community Relations Board, which intervenes between the police department and citizens. Like Cumston and Ward, Freeberg says he has followed city council meetings for years, but wants the opportunity to become more involved. Freeberg says his biggest priority if elected is simple: fix the roads. That's a goal shared by all of the Ward 7 candidates. Freeberg says there's also work to be done in bringing life to Bloomington's downtown.
I understand the problem to be that a lot of consumer traffic is already on the east side, so it's tough to improve a downtown area when there's no traffic there. But I think that if we can do something with the downtown area, our city will be better. When I'm down there, I love looking at the old courthouse. I would then love to see the surrounding blocks be busy, be bustling.
Freeburg says social action is also a big priority. He says Bloomington has often been ahead of the curve in this area, but there's more work to do. Challenger Coretta Jackson says people have to be at the forefront of all council action.
You would be surprised what someone can accomplish if their basic needs are met, if they have access to things that will make them a healthy individual all the way around. You can't expect a city to run efficiently and effectively if its people are not treated equally.
Jackson, a former educator and recent entrepreneur, says she's running because she's experienced the wide array of perspectives of people living on the West Side.
I feel like I am Ward 7. I represent that college student that wants to contribute to the community around me. I represent that housing resident that lives paycheck to paycheck. I've been that person that had to decide, do I pay a bill or do I buy my medicine?
Jackson says the other driving force is low voter turnout.
It is something that I'm very passionate about, getting people to speak up for themselves. And that's in all aspects of their lives, but especially when it's time to vote, because that's where your voice is going to really matter and needs to be heard the most.
June Peterson Middlebrook says she's in the race to connect with others and help out her neighbors.
When I was signing up for my petition, I talked with a lot of people and I actually enjoyed it. I mean, to hear what they had to say and what they thought their needs were.
Middlebrooks works for the McLean County Human Services Center. She volunteers with the Salvation Army and the Christian Motorcycle Association. Middlebrooks describes herself as for everybody.
My household is like a mixed household. We have all different kind of ethics in our family. So I don't discriminate against anybody because we have such a big diversity in our family.
Middlebrook says the current council can be too adversarial at times. She wants to bring civility back to local politics.
I've watched a few council meetings, but sometimes somebody might get in their feelings and others get offended by it. I don't think we need that on council. I think everybody needs to work together. I mean, they're working for the city, the people, not to be offended by each other.
The top two candidates Tuesday will move on to the April ballots. Ward 7 voters can vote early in the primary election at the Bloomington Board of Elections Commissioner's office. Polls will be open until 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked or returned to the polling places on February 23rd. I'm Dina Vollmer.
To hear more from Ward 7 Bloomington City Council candidates, go to WGLT.org.